a local neighborhood faced both a challenge and an opportunity. Could the residents transform a former landfill, straddling Wauwatosa and Milwaukee, into a place where neighbors would want to spend time? WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz takes us to Hartung Park, more than a decade in the making.
In a recently released video, Milwaukee's Commissioner of Public Works, Ghassan Kurban, touts a stormwater management marvel, the spot where Keefe Avenue meets the Menominee River Parkway.
We built a 2-acre pond that basically serves as a way to drain neighboring 350 acres worth of private property surrounding the park. Absence of the pond itself, all that runoff carrying all the pollutants and sediments, oil and grease and trash, goes directly into the river.
Kurban sings the system's praises for its capacity to slow and treat 5 million gallons of stormwater. Neighbor Lynn Worley says while she's all for keeping pollutants out of the Menominee River, she had not sketched a detention pond into her dream park. Yet she admits it helped bring Hartung Park's 20 acres to luscious life.
There was an opportunity to get funding. So if we would put a detention pond in, then the labyrinth was written into that plan.
Workers created the large circular labyrinth by laying patterns of cobblestone salvaged from old Milwaukee streets. Worley calls it a popular attraction for young children and playful pets. Backing up to the year 2004, when she moved to the neighborhood, Worley had no notion of a park. Instead, what she saw and heard were heavy trucks moving on and off the site in a steady stream.
All day, for 8 to 10 hours, you'd hear beep, 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 because the trucks were always backing up. At the time that it closed, it was the last city of Milwaukee landfill within the city boundaries.
To Worley's surprise, 1 year later, Milwaukee announced plans to close the landfill. Neighbors gathered to learn more. The gathering planted the seed of the Hartung Park Community Association. Neighbors on both the Milwaukee and Wauwatosa sides joined in, including Worley, volunteering their talents. She says the group turned what might have been a lackluster plan into something magnificent.
Originally, the plan was just flat grass. You know, finish the landfill, cap it off, do what most places do, and just make a relatively uninteresting place. As you can see looking around you, we are anything but flat grass as we walk up the hill and start to puff a little bit.
From its highest point, prairie plants take root at your feet. Below, children scramble onto swings and whoosh down slides. Then there's the public art that punctuates the playground and teaches about the park's ancient history, long, long before it was the Hartung Quarry.
This region would have been underwater, and it would have been a form of a reef, a Silurian reef.
Thanks to Worley's grant writing skills, the neighbors ordered recreations of some of the creatures that thrived in the ancient Silurian habitat.
They're all bronze. You go knock on them and find out. That's a favorite activity for most of the children. We wanted people to come up and touch them. That's the point of public art.
It's a favorite pastime for Anna Hackbarth's four-year-old.
That was his first love, is just looking and climbing amongst the statues. So educational. I just love it here.
The park's board members don't meet as frequently as they once did, but Lynn Worley says everyone's working on an element of the project, such as devising more ways to pump education into the park.
And then we have an annual meeting of all our neighbors, and then even if people aren't members, they can come. We have an ice cream social the first Saturday in June.
Worley says the group is proud of two things: nurturing a special green space and breaking down barriers.
It's not a typical neighborhood association because it crosses over two cities. We lap over the boundaries.
Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM.